This is an audio champions for what is peak price. When you're meeting with the seller or speaking with them on the phone, this is again about a 60-second vignette, a storyline that is an aha moment for the sellers. Every vignette we have for you is an aha moment. Would you rather have turtles or rabbits going through your property? Teaching the seller about orphaned buyers that don't want to sign compensation agreements, an aha moment. Peak price, a big aha moment. So let's get into our 60-second storyline with the seller. Seller, I was going to say something about your price. You were $679,000, but just for a minute here, there's something called peak price. When properties are exposed to the most amount of buyers, and I'll give you an example. We saw a listing recently at $999,000 and just under a million. There's a whole bunch of them that were just under a million. And there's two kinds of buyers that can see the property. There's the stretch buyer, kind of shopping from $950,000 to a million. And then there's the strong buyer, shopping at a million to maybe 1.1 million, something like that. So what's interesting is, when agents round down, like your agent did, and I was going to ask you why you all did that, it's only marketed to the stretch buyer. Again, somebody who's shopping from 900 to a million is never stopping at 999. Nobody rounds down as the buyer. And then the buyer who's shopping from a million over doesn't even see the property because it was 999. What's interesting is you literally double your viewership online. And what's even better is when you hit that higher price, round up, 449 should be 450. We had a property, true story, guy moving to Asia, half a year on the market, 449.5, and he had almost no showings for half a year. We raised his price to 450. First week on the market, first buyer in, saw it, made an offer, got the house under contract. So what's interesting is, by the way, it was 455 is what it sold for, and the seller threw in his furniture, which he didn't want because moving to Asia. So what's interesting is when agents market properties and they round down, I mean, think about it as a buyer seller, would you, if you were shopping for a property up to, remember, again, you were 679, Would you shop from 650 to 680? Or would you have shopped from 650 to maybe 700? And so the seller will answer the question. So that's the end of the vignette. So let's kind of evaluate what I just said here. And about peak price. The seller has to have an aha moment, especially if their price wasn't at a peak price. A peak price always ends generally in the number zero, like 400,000 or 425,000, 450,000, 475,000. Those are peak prices. 480 is not a peak price. 475 is, because how many people shop from 450 to 480? People shop in increments. And when you're looking at incremental pricing, the question is, should the price of a property be 499 or 500? And remember, the seller has an opinion on this as well. And the seller's used to seeing it rounded down. They wanted to get it just under 500. But what happened was they took the stretch buyer, only market to the stretch buyer, not the strong buyer who's shopping from 500 to 5.25. Strong buyer never saw it. Worse, they cut the marketing in half to the weaker buyer. The seller needs to buy into that. Now, if their house were marketed, add an even number. You can say, I like the wisdom behind it. You were at what we call peak performance, incremental pricing. In those incremental pricing, you were kind of at a round number. That was great, a peak price where you're supposed to be. That what I'm trying to figure out is, will it appraise at your most recent asking price? And again, what the seller may say to you is, well, you know, we have some wiggle room with that and things like that. So anyways, let's stay on course with this. Champions, let's practice the language for peak price. Thank you.